This morning I want to show you the things that are revealed by the Holy Spirit.
今天早上呢，让我们分享了圣灵所受到的启示。
Will put us in a spiritual place of stature.
使我们来到那个属灵的地位。
So that our lives will have the power to finish the assignment.
使我们的生命将有这个能力完成我们的使命。
The empowered laborers,
就是圣灵所授权的工人,
the competent laborers,
能够有能干的工人,
will always have a job.
就是他们会有工作了,
but those who have no skills whatsoever,
但是那些没有技巧的,
I worry how you will fit in.
他们在担心怎样能够进入容纳,
but the Holy Spirit is going to come,
但是圣灵要降临,
and fall upon our lives.
然后领导我们的生命,
those who live according to the flesh will die,
那些人靠着肉体而活会死,
but those who live by the Spirit will have another day to praise God for.
那些靠着圣灵而活,
I pray you the second kind, that you really desire to see God move through your life.
我祷告了你有这渴慕的心,
the secret things belong to the Lord,
那个奥秘的事情是属于神的,
but things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever,
那是启示给我们的,
that we may be able to observe all the words of this law.
使我们可以呢, 能够顺服一切的话语,
that's in Deuteronomy 29:29.
这个在生命记29章29节,
and Proverbs 25:2,
这个箴言的25章,
is the glory of God to conceal a matter,
就是神的荣耀呢,
but it's the glory of kings to search out a matter,
但是那是王的荣耀, 能够探索寻找,
God can hide His truth,
神可以隐藏他的真理,
it becomes a mystery,
它成为一个奥秘,
but when God unveils the truth,
但是当神把揭开了这个奥秘,
it becomes a revelation,
就成为了启示,
and people's lives change.
人们的生命就借着这个东西而改变,
who do men say that I am?
人们说我是谁?
Some say Elijah,
有些说你是以利亚,
others Jeremiah,
有些说你是耶利米,
or one of the prophets,
或者是其中一个先知,
or maybe John in resurrection,
或者是呢, 复活的约翰,
but Jesus said, who do you say that I am?
但是耶稣说你们说我是谁?
What we see is what we're going to say.
我们所看见的就是我们要说的。
If you look in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 2,
如果你看了以赛亚书的第六章第一跟第二节,
in the day King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord.
那一刻呢,乌西亚王死的那天呢,我看见遇见神。
Sometimes we have friends with King Uzziah and become so pally with him and familiar with him.
有时候我们朋友好像乌西亚王,我们这样熟悉他。
And you find that they compromise.
我们看见我们就妥协了。
You cannot see the Lord when there are things that are blocking your pathway.
如果看不见神, 如果有东西阻碍了我们的视线,
but when God reveals it to you,
但是当神的启示给我们的时候,
it is for you and for your sons.
而是给你还有你的儿子。
That's why the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever.
所以奥秘的事情是属于神的, 但是那启示给我们的人是属于我们还有我们的孩子。
That impartation can help you learn things faster.
所以那些分赐可以使到你呢学习到更快。
Because of the impartation on your life, the spirit of wisdom comes and you know how to execute things well.
因为生命的分赐使到神的智慧临到我们，使到我们懂得怎样去行出来。
God hides.
神隐藏。
But we have to find out.
但是我们要去探索。
We have to search the scriptures.
我们要探索圣经。
And know the power thereof.
知道了他的能力。
For those who are according to the flesh, set their mind on the things of the flesh.
那些靠着肉体而活的，他的专注于属肉体的事情上。
But those who are of the Spirit, set their mind on the Spirit of God, which is life and peace.
那些靠着圣灵而活的，我们的思维要专注于属圣灵的事情。
This morning, the Bible tells us that we can be renewed in the spirit of our mind.
今天早上的圣经讲到，我们可以在思维里面不断的被更新。
So that the mind of the Spirit can be upon us.
直到了圣灵的思维可以领导我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15.
在呢，哥林多前书的第二章。
He who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one.
2:15
A spiritual person,
一个属灵的人,
can look at their accounts,
如果看着这个章,
look at their environment,
看着这情况, 环境,
evaluate their limitations,
然后评估他们的,
but his faith rises above what he sees.
但是他们信心可以胜过这他所看到的,
it's an impossible situation, but yet they can come through.
不是不可能的情况, 但是他们可以胜过,
because the Holy Spirit renews their mind,
更新他们的思维,
and help them judge accurately.
帮助他们做出准确的判断。
It's true, we don't have enough money in the account.
是的，我们的户口里面没有不足够的钱。
But we can see that we can stretch the dollar until the seasons are over.
但是我们可以看见呢，我们可以度过这一切。
God is amazing.
神是很奇妙的。
In the time of your need, that's when He is closest to you the most.
当我们在最需要的时候，他最靠越靠近我们。
So that you can turn to Him.
让我们可以转向他。
And love Him and honor Him.
完全的来顺服他，爱他。
So that's why the Spirit was sent to you.
所以为什么圣灵被差遣给我们
？Jesus was concerned about His church.
耶稣关心他的教会。
So Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
I don't need you up here in heaven. I want you to go down.
他说：“圣灵啊，在天堂我不需要你，我要你下去地上。”
He is the baptizer of the baptism of the Spirit.
他就是施洗，用圣灵的洗，圣灵来施洗给我们。他是施洗者。
Spirit and fire.
接着灵呢，还有火跟我们施洗。
Who has known the mind of the Lord that He will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
谁能够知道主的心呢？但是我们有基督的心啊。
God doesn't think.
神没有思考。
He is.
他就是。
Anything that He wants is by the spoken power of His word is created.
一切神要做的，他说出来就被创造了。
So the things that are going to be revealed by the Spirit.
那些借着灵的启示给我们的。
Are going to be our inheritance.
而要成为我们的基业。
It's part of the legacy that we leave behind for our children's children.
乃是我们要留给我们的孩子，我们下一代的神启。
We have this mind in Christ.
我们有这个基督的心，基督的思维。
We already have the Spirit of Christ.
我们有这个基督的灵。
By which we are born again,
当我们重生的时候
Christ dwells in us richly.
基督呢很丰盛的住在我们里面
Then we are able to comprehend the love, the power and presence of God in our lives.
让我们可以呢知道神的同在还有他的爱在我们里面
We can know this joining of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以跟圣灵的这样的连接
The Spirit of Christ,
基督的灵
The mind of Christ,
基督的思维基督的心
The victory of Christ,
还有基督的得胜
the life of Christ,
基督的生命
all that is in us,
一切都在我们里面
so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith,
直到基督可以凭着信心住在我们里面
that being rooted and grounded in love,
然后在爱里面有根有基
may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, height, and depth,
能够跟众圣徒一起知道呢，他的爱是何等的长阔高深
we can have dimensions of thinking patterns,
我们的思维呢，有这种的层面
because God said you'll be able to comprehend with your mind,
神说你的思维你能够知道
as you join the right, as you join the right company of people,
当你跟对的人合在一起的时候
what they know you will know,
他们所知道你会知道
what you know they will know,
你所知道他们也会知道
what they know you will know,
他们所知道你也会知道
so there's an equalization,
所以有这个平等
So God wants you to know what has been revealed.
神要你知道了所启示的东西。
Sometimes it's revealed to others.
有时候启示给别人。
And we follow with them.
然后我们就跟随他们。
And we can reach our inheritance.
然后我们可以得到我们的基业。
Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think according to the power that works within us.
神能照着运行在我们身体的里面的大能呢，能够丰丰充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所想的。
God is the source of supply.
神就是我们的源头，从天头来的，天上来的。
The Holy Spirit brings down all the things that you need.
圣灵把一切所需要的都带给你。
So the apostolic family on the earth received the dimensions of God.
然后在地上的家庭呢，就领受了从神来的层面。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
High.
高。
Depth.
阔。
Breadth.
长阔高深。
Length.
长阔高深。
These are called dimensions.
这是讲到层面。
And even spiritual things can have dimensions.
就是属灵的事情也可以有这种层面。
In my father's house, there are many mansions.
在我天父的家中呢，有很多的层面。
If it were not so, I would not tell you.
如果不是这样的话呢，我不会告诉你们。
But I go and prepare a place for you.
但是我去呢，是要为你们准备一个地方。
Where I am, you will be there also.
我在那里，你们也可以在那里。
So Jesus has gone.
对，耶稣已经去了。
The Holy Spirit has come.
但是圣灵来了，来到了。
To prepare us for heaven.
准备好，能够让我们，能够让我们走，让我们去到天堂。
Because new heaven and new earth.
因为新天新地。
Are being established now.
现在就要在建立。
We can go on to perfection.
我们可以变成完整。
Full maturity of manhood in Christ.
完全的这个在基督里面成熟。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
直到他们呢，都在全心全人呢，都能够在基督里面成为成熟成长。
As many as received Him, to them He gave authority to become children of God.
那些领受他的人呢，他就给他们权柄做神的儿女。
Come with me to 1 Corinthians 2.
那么打开哥林多前书的第二章。
I'm going to read from verse 9 onwards.
从第九节开始。
Are you ready?
准备好了吗？
All right, let's read verse 9.
第九节。
Just as is written, things which eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, Neither has it entered the heart of man all that God has prepared for those who love him.
如经上所记，神为爱他人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
The quality of revelation that you are going to have in the years to come.
你所会在未来日子所领受的启示的数字。
It's going to be phenomenal.
那是很奇妙的。
Our eyes will be open.
我们的眼睛会被打开。
Our ears will be open.
耳朵也会被打开。
Our heart will be open.
我们的心也会被打开。
Our hands will be open.
我们的手呢也会被打开。
Our life will be open.
我们的生命也会被打开。
The Bible says, "Things which eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him."
一切神为他爱的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
So for the first things of the revealed things of the Spirit is things which are beyond flesh and blood.
所以首先呢，圣灵所启示给我们的乃是超过属血肉的。
Jesus said.To Simon, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，并不是属血肉的启示给你的，而是我天上的父亲所启示给你的。”
We must so desire the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
我们必须渴慕圣灵来跟我们说话。
But when He speaks to us, He speaks to us things beyond flesh and blood, which eyes have not seen, ears have not heard.
但是要跟我们说的话呢，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见的。
But God will give to you a hearing ear and a seeing eye.
但是神会赐给我们呢一个看见的眼睛，听得到的耳朵。
So the things that are coming are things beyond flesh and blood. That means what man cannot give to you, only God can give it to you.
所以那些启示神要赐给我们的，不是属血肉可以给我们的，乃是神要赐给我们的。
Some things we can learn, other things we are taught by the Spirit of God.
有些东西我们自己可以学习，有些东西呢，而且圣灵才可以教导我们。
He is the best teacher.
他是我们最好的老师。
Jesus knew exactly which scripture to be open so that he fulfilled the scripture before their eyes.
耶稣知道要打开哪一个章节的时候，他们可以知道完全的明白。
I believe the great days are coming.
我相信伟大的事情将来到。
Things which are beyond flesh and blood.
而是超过属血肉的。
Why must we look for things beyond flesh and blood? Because flesh and blood dimensions are where the satanic forces are.
那些属血肉的层面呢，就是在这魔鬼在那个地方。
But we must be in the spirit.
但是我们必须在灵界里面。
Number two.
第二点呢
？The things which the Father reveals to us.
天父所启示给我们的。
So not only we have the Holy Spirit giving us things beyond flesh and blood, but we have the Father speaking to us directly.
不单单我们有圣灵所赐给我们超过属血肉的，但是天父现在直接跟我们说话。
It pleased the Father to reveal Christ to Peter.
就是彼得呢，能够得到天父的启示，还是受到天父的喜悦。
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
但彼得说呢，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus congratulated him because now he is not walking in flesh and blood, but in a dimension of the Spirit.
耶稣就道贺彼得，你现在不是走在属血肉的，而是走在属灵的。
Able to draw from the Spirit.
可以从灵界支取。
Beyond the natural gathering process.
超过了这些属血肉的属世的。
Revelation is something that.You cannot receive otherwise.
启示呢，就是你不可以从别的地方领受到的。
Because you have to be in the spirit world to see.
你必须在灵界里面才能够看得见。
Immediately you must be in the spirit.
马上的你必须在灵里面。
And then you can interpret the things that are there.
然后你可以理解所发生的。
We have a portal in Revelation chapter 4.
在启示录第四章有这个管道。
He said, "Come up higher. I'll show you what will happen."
他说：“你来到更高，我要让你看见。”
It was not a tour; it's an assignment.
它不是一个旅程，乃是一个使命。
They have to see what is happening in heaven.
他们必须看见在天堂所发生的。
And fear nothing will happen on earth.
然后在地上所发生的不要害怕。
The problem with the 10 spies.
问题的十个探子身上就是。
They went in and saw all the good things and the bad things.
他们进去的看见好的东西，也看见不好的东西。
The bad things were giants were there.
不好的东西呢，就是大巨人在那里。
The houses are huge houses.
那个屋子都是很大间大间的。
Because giants don't live in small condominiums.
因为呢，大巨人不是住在小间的那种主屋啊。
So they saw all the good.
所以他们看见所有好的。
But they saw themselves as grasshoppers in their sight.
但是他们看自己好像蚱蜢在这些巨人
眼中。I pray that your eyes will be open.
我祷告他们眼睛要被打开。
You are giant of the giants.
你就是巨人，巨人中的巨人。
Because God is Lord of all.
因为神是我们一切的主。
Things which the Father revealed to us.
一切天父所启示给我们的。
Number three.
第三点呢
？Things which the Holy Spirit will reveal when we are ready.
当我们准备好，圣灵就会启示给我们。
The Holy Spirit will not just dump out revelation to anybody and everybody.
圣灵不会随随便便把启示给任何的人。
The Holy Spirit will reveal to those who are ready.
圣灵会启示给那些已经准备好的人。
In Hebrews 5:11,
在希伯来书的第五章第十一节,
concerning him you have much to say, and it's hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing.
这个希伯来书的第五章第十一节,
there's much to say, but we cannot say.
论到麦基洗德, 我们有好些话, 并且难以解明,
it's hard to explain.
因为你们听不进去,
sometimes you prepare so much,
有时候你准备了很多,
thinking the whole church is ready for everything,
以为整个教会已经预备好了接受了,
and then when you throw it to them,
然后你告诉了他们,
they don't value it at all.
他们却不珍惜啊,
but those who know the Holy Spirit,
但是那些认识圣灵的,
when they are ready,
当他们准备好之后呢,
God is moving.
圣灵, 神就会应行,
the power of the Lord became present for him to receive healing.
然后呢,
the Pharisees and the scribes had come,
这个法利士人来到,
sat in his meetings,
坐在他的聚会里面,
trying to project the spirit of disruption,
尝试呢要来干扰主耶稣,
but the Lord Jesus,
但是主耶稣呢,
knew how to bring the power of God down.
懂得怎样把神的大能带下来,
if you know how to build in the spirit,
如果你懂得怎样在灵里面建立,
your spirit will be built strong.
你的灵呢会变得刚强,
for the things that will happen in the spirit world, God will make it known to you.
然后在灵界里面所发生的, 神会告诉你,
concerning Melchizedek, we have much to say. It's hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing.
论到麦基洗德, 我们有好些话, 并且难以解明, 因为你们听不进去。
Paul said, and when we are mature, we will open up more.
他说,当你成熟了,
so that God can reveal to us everything He wants to reveal to us.
这神可以启示,
because
因为呢,
the Holy Spirit is our leader.
圣灵就是我们的领袖,
He will show us the way.
他会告诉我们道路,
when you're ready,
当你准备好了,
that's why be ready at all times.
所以在任何时刻都要准备好,
in season, out of season.
在季节还是不是季节,
why? Because we do not know when the Holy Spirit is going to give you the word that bring total healing to your neighbors.
因为你不懂圣灵几时会给你话语呢, 把医治带给你的邻居,
but we must be ready at all times.
但是我们任何时刻都要准备好,
if you prepare yourself well,
如果你好好准备你自己,
what God has for you will come to you easily.
神要赐给你的就很容易的领导,
but if you live in a corner somewhere,
如果你在一个角落里面躲起来,
even the postman has difficulty delivering the goods,
就是邮差了也很难把信件给你啊,
the letter cannot come to you because you have no address,
因为你没有地址啊, 信件很难达到你,
you must be ready.
所以你必须准备好,
I say you must be ready,
你必须在无时无刻准备好,
then God will speak to you,
然后神就可以跟你说话。
Why will He speak to you when you don't want to be ready?
如果你不准备好, 神为什么要跟你说话呢?
Morning by morning, it tuned my ears to hear.
每个早晨它使到你的耳朵能够聆听,
because we have slept for 8 hours.
因为呢你睡了八个小时,
many things have happened.
很多事情已经发生了,
your body is in charge.
然后你的身体在掌权着,
your soul is in charge.
你的魂也在掌管着,
your spirit just lies dormant.
你的灵呢, 好像没有动静,
and what you need is when you wake up in the morning, get yourself back to the spirit level.
你所需要做的, 每天早上醒来的时候, 要活在灵里面,
because we don't know what 8 hours have robbed you.
因为你不懂这个八个小时已经偷掉,
but God by His Spirit,
因为神借着他的灵,
knows when you are ready.
知道你几时准备好了,
if you want to see miracles happen,
如果你看见奇迹发生,
you must expect a miracle,
你必须期待神迹,
to happen today,
今天要发生,
not tomorrow somewhere beyond the blue,
不是某一天呢, 明天才会发, 未来会发生,
but we will, when we are ready, we will get all the things, God will give us all that's needed.
但是当我们预备好了之后呢, 神会给我们一切我们所需要的。
Number four,
第四点,
things which are in the depths of God's heart.
那些在神心里面的,
do you believe that?
你相信吗?
I said, do you believe that God will reveal His heart to you?
神要启示他心意给你。
For in 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
哥林多前书的第二章,
verse 10,
第十节,
for to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了, 因为圣灵参透万事, 就是神深奥的事也参透了。
I hear they want, many Christians are just crying out that they can know the Holy Spirit deeper and better.
很多基督徒呢, 都知道, 都更加认识圣灵, 更加深刻。
I want to love you more, Lord.
他说我们神啊, 我要更加爱你。
I want to serve you more.
我要更加服侍你。
But when the Holy Spirit reveals His heart to you, everything is compounded in there.
但是当圣灵向我们显明了之后, 一切呢, 都能够倍增了。
For to us, God revealed them. through the Spirit. So if you want to know the depths of God's heart, turn to the Holy Spirit. Because He has access to the Father. In the scripture in Ephesians, chapter 2, and verse 18, for through Him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father.
第18节, 因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感, 得以进到天父面前。
The Holy Spirit can reveal to you the heart of God.
所以圣灵可以启示天父的心意给你。
Not just reveal to us that we are not ready.
不单单不是说在我们还没有预备好的启示给我们。
You know, that's why sometimes God speaks certain things.
所以为什么有时候神说了一些东西,
and He doesn't speak about it anymore.
他过后就不再说了。
Because when you become dull of hearing, you do not respond rightly.
因为你没有回应他,
but we want the Holy Spirit to help us. Know the things beyond flesh and blood. Know the things that Father wants to speak to us directly. Know that God is not going to speak to you if you are not ready. God said to Abraham, don't do this. But he went and slept with Hagar.
但是他跟哈嘎同房,
and later Ishmael was born.
过后呢,以斯玛利就诞生了,
from then on,
从那时候开始,
to the next chapter,
到下一个章节,
God stopped speaking to him for 13 years.
神13年再不跟他说话了,
because of the disobedience.
因为他不顺服,
13 years he didn't speak to you.
13年如果他神没有跟你说话,
Malachi is the last book written in the Old Testament.
马拉基书就是旧约的最后一本书,
and 400 years after that,
400年里面的过后,
there was no voice of God manifesting.
神呢就没有向他们启示。
You know, if God withdraws, we just self-destruct.
因为如果神呢不向我们显现呢, 我们就会自我毁灭。
So we thank God that we are ready. Are you ready?
所以我们感谢神, 我们预备好了吗?
Do you want to hear the heart of God? You've got to listen to the Holy Spirit.
你要知道神的心意吗? 你要必须聆听圣灵。
Somebody said to me, you're so lucky you can get to go to heaven, see things, and
有些人说你是这样幸运啊，你可以去到天堂看到很多东西。
It's nothing about luck.
不是讲到幸运。
It's about the Holy Spirit trusting you.
而是讲到圣灵啊，信任你。
That you want to learn and you are continually
你要学习,
He is continually on our mind and we are God conscious.
然后我们继续不断能够察觉到呢他的同在。
1 Corinthians 2 verse 11.
哥林多前书的
For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of man? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. 2:11.
哥林多前书第二章第十一节，除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事呢？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
I want you to know.
我让你知道呢?
Things which are in His mind.
在神里面的事情
can be communicated to you.
可以呢，向我们沟通。
That's what it means.
他的意思就是这样,
who knows the thoughts of man except the spirit of man?
谁知道除了神的灵呢,
so the spirit in you can know what kind of mind you have.
所以呢,你里面的灵可以知道你的思维是怎样的。
The spirit in you can renew your mind. The spirit of your mind can be renewed.
所以你的思维呢,可以被更新。
Then you have the spirit of the mind, the mind of the spirit.
然后呢,你的思维的灵啊,你的心,
is an exchange.
你就能够有这样的交换。
His thoughts
他的思维,
are understood by His Spirit.
神的心意呢,乃是这个灵来个明白的。你的灵
releases thoughts in His mind.
然后他的灵呢,会释放他的思维给我们,
even so, the thoughts of God.
就是神的心意。
Now the Holy Spirit can reveal to you the heart of God.
现在呢,圣灵可以把神的心意向我们显现。
Now the Holy Spirit is revealing to you the thoughts of God.
现在圣灵可以把神的心意向你启示。
You mean to say, I can know what He is thinking?
你在想呢,我是可以知道圣灵上帝在想什么吗?
Yes, if the Holy Spirit can flow through you,
如果圣灵可以借着你流露,
and you're ready,
你预备好了,
and you want to,
你如果要,
pursue that direction,
你要追求这一些,
intimacy has a very high price to be paid.
所以呢,你要跟神亲密, 要付上代价。
If you are true, genuine to your words,
如果你的话语是真的, 真实的, 真心的,
and honest in your heart,
你的心是诚实的,
God, the Holy Spirit, will give you all that is in the heart of God.
神这里就启示你, 神心意, 神的心意。
One of the confusions I sometimes have is that we don't know what's in Pastor's heart. 有时候人们说呢，哎，我不知道牧师要什么，牧师的心意是什么。That statement leaves me totally flabbergasted.
这些话呢，真的有时候让我很伤心。
I've been here for 40 years.
我在这里40年了,
and they don't know my heart.
他们不知道我的心意,
to me, it's a lie.
对我来讲呢，真的是啊，一个谎言啊,
which I do not believe.
我不相信了。
You know what's in my heart.
你知道我的心意是什么?
You can see what I'm doing.
你可以看见我所做的。
Because what we're doing and saying comes from the abundance of our heart.
因为我所说的、所做的都从我们心里面发出来的。
And I pray to God that you will not say this to God. I don't know your heart.
我祷告你不会向神说，神啊，我不知道你的心意是什么。
Secret things belong to the Lord.
那些奥秘的事情属于神的。
Things that are revealed belong to us and to our children.
那些启示给我们的是属于我们还有我们的孩子。
So God wants our children to hear what we have been told.
所以神让我们孩子也是听到了我神告诉我们的事情。
Do your children know what God has spoken to you?
你的孩子知道神对你说了什么吗？
If not, you will fail.
不然的话你是失败了。
If they know what God has spoken to you,
如果他们知道神对你说了什么，
and find their role and begin to play that role, then God can come down upon their lives in a fresh new way.
如果他们能够听到你神对你说什么，他们就能够扮演好他们的角色。
The heart of God,
真的心意,
the thoughts of God,
真的思维。
And then the Holy Spirit in verse 12.
然后在第十二节圣灵,
1 Corinthians verse 12.
哥林多前书的第二章第十二节,
1 Corinthians 2 verse 12.
第二章第十二节,
now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵， 叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
The Holy Spirit is amazing.
圣灵是很奇妙的。
What the Father has given,
天父所赐给我们的,
what is yours,
属于你的,
He will show you what is yours.
祂会启示你什么是属于你的。
I said He will show you what is yours.
祂会启示什么是属于你的。
That which the Father has given,
天父所赐给我们的,
with your name on it.
你的上面写着你的名字。
The Holy Spirit knows what He has given to you.
圣灵知道祂要给你什么。
Things freely given to us by God. God has sent it already.
白白神要赐给我们的，神已经要差，要差遣给我们。
He is not thinking of blessing you in the end of your life, but He wants to bless you all through your life.
祂不是在你最后的日子才祝福你，祂要你一生一世，祂都要祝福你。
Things that are freely given,
那些白白赐给我们的，祂已经差遣出来了，送出来了。
Like if you have a parcel sent to your house and you are not there, the postman will put a small note there saying, I came. You have a parcel at the post office. Go and collect it.
比如说邮差呢，他把包裹送去你的家里，没有在，他把一个笔记放在那里，他说你有这个包裹在邮政局，你去拿吧。
When you come to deliver directly,
如果你在那里呢，直接送给你。
They're not there.
他要送给你的时候，你不在那里。
And then it will be still sent to you.
但是他还是要给你的。
There's another supply line.
就是你要去到邮政局那里。
So you go to the post office and say, look, I heard that there was a parcel for me. Is there one?
然后呢，你去到邮政局说呢，我想。So
this is this your parcel?
这有个包裹是我的吗？
Can you show me the identity card?
他说你可以把你的身份证给我看吗？ 有你的名字在里面的。
Even a driving license?
还是你的那个驾驶执照？
So what you did not receive directly, God still sent it to you.
所以呢，如果你没有直接领受到的，神还是保留给你的。
If you are in friends with the Holy Spirit,
如果你是圣灵的朋友，
you are a friend of God,
你是神的朋友，
then things freely given to us by God,
然后神要赐给我们白白的东西，
will be released to us,
就会释放给我们。
The Holy Spirit who is from God,
那些圣灵是从神而来的，
so that we may know the things freely given to us by God,
让我们可以从神来的那些白白要赐给我们的东西。
This is the kindness of God. God gives.
这就是神的良善，神赐给我们。
And when God gives, we live.
然后如果神赐给我们，我们就能够活着。
Number seven.
第七点呢，
things of the Holy Spirit's realm.
就是在灵界，神要赐给我们灵界里面的东西。
In 1 Corinthians 2:14.
在哥林多前书第二章十四节。
But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised.
然而属血气的人不理会神圣灵的事情，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
The natural man who is not born again, he doesn't have the Spirit, he cannot. Everything is foolishness to him.
属血气的人呢，没有重生，一切都认为是愚拙的事情。
They cannot see the truth.
他们看不见真理。
But a spiritual man,
但是属灵的人，
the next verse,
在下一个章节。
But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one.
这些事情唯有属灵的人才能看见，属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。
The Holy Spirit will reveal to us the things of the spirit world.
圣灵会启示给我们在灵界里面所发生的事情。
Spiritual things and holy things.
就是属灵的圣洁的事情。
Things that are in the spirit world.
在灵界里面的东西。
The spiritual man understands.
只有属灵的人才能够明白。
The Bible is clear that he appraises all things, he judges all things, he settles all things, he analyzes, he does everything.
属灵的人能够看透万事，他能够呢啊有这个判断一切，能够洞察一切。
So that he can rise above all the limitations and by faith see the miracles happen.
只要他可以呢超过一切的限制，借着信心看到神迹的发生。
The revealed things of the spirit are given to us.
神这个在灵界里面的东西呢，神要赐给我们。
We can be in the spirit world.
我们可以在活在灵界里面。
And see God move mightily.
看见神大大的运行。
Number eight.
第八点呢？
Number eight. In verse chapter 2, verse 1.
在第二章的第一节。
When I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
The Holy Spirit is testifying.
圣灵向我们彰显
证。That God in the heavens.
在天上的父天父亲。
Is saying things about your life.
讲到关于你的生命的。
The Father is decree.
天父发出了这个旨意。
Certain things that must happen in your life.
有些事情必须发生在你的生命。
So the Father sends men.
所以天父就差遣人。
Apostles.
使徒。
To deliver to them the impartation of what they need.
释放他们所需要的这些分赐。
I believe.
我相信呢。
That God the Father wants to speak to you.
天父要对你说话。
So Paul said, when I came to you, brethren, I did not come to you with superiority of speech or wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. What is God testifying concerning your life?
神的奥秘是关于你的生命是怎样的。
What God is saying about you now.
神在现在对你说什么。
Somebody got to download that and bring it to you.
某些人呢必须领受然后呢传递给你。
So when Paul came to them,
所以当保罗去到他们那里。
He said, I did not come this way, but I came another way by the Spirit.
他说我不是用高言大志，我是借着灵而去。
For I'm determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
第二节，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Something amazing is happening.
所以某些奇异的事情要发生。
The Holy Spirit is telling you what God the Father is speaking before the throne.
圣灵告诉你呢，天父在宝座对要对你说什么。
So that you know freely the things given to you.
只要你可以知道要赐给你的东西是什么。
Things that God is saying about you.
神要开恩赐给你的，神要对你说什么话。
We thank God for prophets.
要感谢神先知。
Who are on time and bring you the word.
在对的时刻把话语赐给你。
In time to change the nation.
在对的时刻来改变国家。
In time when people are really desiring to move on.
当人们准备好了，他们要向前进了。
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
所以圣灵最后的倾倒
will be magnificent.
将是啊很大荣耀的
because it will include you.
因为它会包括了你
God moving, the Son moving, the Holy Spirit moving, you moving with them.
圣父、圣子、圣灵都一样的运行，也你们也一样跟他向前进。
I pray that our church will not miss out on anything that God is doing.
祷告我们教会不会失去呢任何神所做的。
So the things revealed of the Spirit is given to you.
灵里面的所启示的东西，现在神要白白的赐给我们。
There's one major connection that you must never break.
有一个啊联系的你不可以破掉的。
That is to grieve the Holy Spirit.
就是使到圣灵忧伤。
To stand against Him and violate His movements.
就是敌对圣灵呢，敌对圣灵的运行。
That's why this Pentecost Sunday last week.
所以在上个礼拜的五旬节的星期日。
We introduce you to the Holy Ghost.
我们介绍你呢，关于圣灵。
You can walk with Him.
让你可以跟他一起行走。
Let's stand.
那我们一起的站立。
To our feet this morning.
今天早上一起的站立。
And touch the Holy Spirit afresh.
来
触摸神。Lord, we thank you for your Spirit upon our lives.
那感谢你的圣灵在我们的生命。
The things that you want to do and say.
你要我们说的，你要我们做的。
Send your Spirit to deliver the message to us.
差遣你的圣灵呢，向我们说你的信息。
We want to hear the message.
我们要听到这个信息。
That God has put in pastor's mouth.
就是神放在牧师口中的。
So that we can hear what you are saying.
让我们可以听到你所说的。
And partakers of what you are giving.
能够支取你所要给我们的。
Lord, I thank you right now.
感谢主这个时候。
That the eyes will be open.
我们的眼睛被打开。
Ears will be open.
耳朵要被打开。
Heart will be open.
我们的心也要敞开。
Hands will be open.
手也要敞开。
Mind they will be open.
思维也要敞开。
Experiences they open to experiences in the, of God encounter.
我们也可以经历到了来遇见你。
Let a new day begin for us.
让新的日子开始。Lord,
In this lockdown,
在这个管制令里面
we could not congregate together,
我们不能够彼此的相聚
but both in our presence and absence, we continue on the same way.
但是我们还是继续的
Lord, we thank you
感谢主
for raising up your people to hear your voice,
兴起你的子民听到你的声音
to raise up a people who will be in explicit obedience to the voice.
兴起你的子民呢能够来对你的话语能够完全
顺服 Empower us by your spirit.
借着圣灵的授权给我们
And strengthen us by your spirit.
借着你的圣灵给我们能力
Infuse new hope.
把新的盼望
Encourage in our heart to believe.
还有勇气呢来相信你
We thank you right now.
我们感谢你这时候
Holy Spirit, we call on you this week.
圣灵啊今天这个礼拜呢我们向你呼求
That you will fall afresh on our lives.
你们要大大倾倒在我们的
生命 Your presence will increase.
你的同在要加增
So that the supernatural will manifest.
要超自然的事情就要彰显。
We thank you right now.
我们感谢你这时候。
All ANS members remember this.
所以万国圣殿的会友呢记得。
That when you come back home.
当你回到家的时候。
The Holy Spirit is going to flood this place.
圣灵要充满了这个地方。
He's going to come and minister to you.
他来这里呢向你们服侍。
The first service we can have everybody in.
当我们来到第一次的机会的时候，当
我们回来。The Holy Spirit is coming.
圣灵就会来了。
Afresh.
That will be our Pentecost.
When the day of Pentecost has fully come, they will all gather in one place. We're going to gather in one place, not in many places.
当五旬节来到的时候，门徒都聚集在一处。我们要聚集在一处，不是在很多地方。
And we're going to press in for our own Pentecost.
我们要追求了我们自己的五旬节。
Let us live by the Spirit.
那么借着圣灵而活。
Because living by the Spirit is life and peace.
因为靠灵活着乃是生命平安。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
We just praise you and honor you for preserving our lives and protecting our lives.
我们赞美你，祝福你，因为你呢，你保护了我们的生命。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
You are our guide.
你是我们的指导者。
You are our God.
你是我们保护者、保守。
You are our everything, both great and small.
大大小小的事情。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
We bless you in Jesus' name.
我们祝福你，奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.